T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's start with, I guess, some basic things. Louisiana Right to Life, what is it?
Well, we're an organization that that advocates for life and that educates on pro-life issues. And we've been around since 1970. We just recently had our 50th year anniversary. So we've been in this fight for a long time.
So I guess it goes beyond saying that you were disappointed with yesterday's ruling. And let me first, if I can, Ms. Thomas, let's take a step back and let's talk about the law that was passed, that the Supreme Court was hearing, that the governor signed, that would only go into effect. Well, take us through the legal part of it first, I guess, maybe be the best way.
Yes, I'm happy to do that. I think that really gives the long-term view of this and just how supported this law was. Back in 2014, we brought this bill to Senator Katrina Jackson to sponsor. Before that, we had been hearing the stories of women who had gone to abortion clinics, who had suffered complications, who were not given good care. In particular, one story really stands out as a woman who was, you know, in the middle of a very serious medical complication from the abortion. And the doctor, the abortion doctor, told her, get up, get out, and shut up. That's her direct quote. So we knew something needed to be done because we heard women. And then we started to investigate, okay, well, what do doctors do when these women present in the emergency room with all of these medical complications? So we heard the stories of doctors and how difficult it is to assess these situations where they weren't the ones who performed the abortion. They, you know, it might not even be clear that the woman had come from the abortion clinic. So these doctors are put in a difficult situation, and there are women who have lifelong complications from that. In fact, just recently, a woman who was brought from the abortion clinic to a hospital ended up having a total hysterectomy and can no longer have children because of a complication and not being taken care of quickly. So we heard women, we heard doctors, and I think really importantly, we saw that there was a major loophole in the Louisiana law related to admitting privileges. Every other surgical center, outpatient surgical center in Louisiana, is required to have admitting privileges. Except, of course, for abortion clinics. So a major loophole, a major exception to the law. So we knew we had to close that loophole, and that's really what fueled this whole thing back in 2014. Senator Jackson, a wonderful advocate for life, brought this up. She's a pro-life Democrat who sponsored this bill, and it was passed overwhelmingly by both Democrats and Republicans. I love how Katrina Jackson says it. She says it was passed by Democrats and Republicans, women and men, black and white. It was almost everyone supported this. And then fast forward to yesterday, and those five judges come in and usurp the entire legislative process and the will of this state.
Can you really say that the whole intention was, because I know that Stephanie Bangle, when we talk to her next half hour, is going to say this was not about women's safety at all. This was trying to limit a woman's access to an abortion, which if you find it offensive or not is a legal procedure in the United States, and that they're going to say, now, come on. So I guess the logic here, Angie, what I'm asking you is, if you make it safer for a woman to get an abortion, that's in a way could encourage people to get abortions, and that's not what you're all about, right? So it just seems I'm having a hard time rationalizing those two messages where you want to make it safer for women to get an abortion, but you don't want them to get an abortion.
Well, being pro-life includes maternal life. It includes all life. We don't want violence for anyone. We don't want anyone to go through difficulties. And so, you know, when you reveal some of the things going on in this nation in an unregulated abortion industry, look at the Gosnell situation. That revealed just how bad it is when one sector is unregulated. And that's what yesterday showed us, is that the Supreme Court is willing to continue this abortion distortion where laws apply to everyone else except for the abortion industry. And what that does is it's harmful for women. Yes, it's certainly harmful for unborn children, but it's harmful for women too. So when a woman goes and walks into an abortion clinic to get an abortion, I really don't think she's trying to get substandard care. I really don't think she's signing up to be infertile the rest of her life. You know, I really don't think she's signing up to hemorrhage or to have a perforated uterus or any of the other things that we've seen really happen in Louisiana. The compelling testimonies from doctors across this state who have actually experienced this because of shoddy work at abortion clinics. So I'm very interested to see what Stephanie has to say about that. I'd love to hear what she has to say to the young woman who was brought out in an ambulance a couple of months ago.
Right, let me take a break, and when we come back, I hope I didn't phrase it the wrong way. I guess I was talking about the intent of the law. And did you understand? That's what I was trying to ask you. Like, mm-hmm. So you're saying yeah, okay. I will pick it up here when we come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL, if you have any questions or comments, you can text them 504-260-1870. And I will pass them along. We're talking about the Supreme Court ruling as it relates to the Louisiana law that would require, bring Angie back up here for me for a second, Tim, if you can. Angie, would require doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges at?
Local hospitals within 30 miles.
Local hospitals within 30 miles. Thank you. I want to be accurate. We'll be back. WWL. 21. We're talking about the Supreme Court ruling that struck down a Louisiana law that was similar to, according to Justice John Roberts in the majority opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts, that it was very similar to a Texas law. That being said, he didn't necessarily say that he was pro-choice. I'm trying to choose my words carefully here. We're talking to Angie Thomas, Assistant Director of Louisiana Right to Life. So what is the next step here, Angie, for you all?
Well, here at Louisiana Right to Life, we're just going to continue to work to enact common sense regulations. I mean, we're never going to stop fighting. We're going to continue to fight for women to have real support when they're in unplanned pregnancies, and support the work of pregnancy centers across the state, and you know, just support women in ways that are helpful and that are not violent.
Somebody texted in and said, if abortion is outlawed, how many women will end up in the emergency room after some botched attempt at some illegal situation by unqualified people? And I guess what they're saying is, would you be for, obviously it's right to life, so you're not going to be in favor of any type of abortion. You want the procedure to be made illegal. Do you not?
We're pro-life. We want to see an end to abortion. We want to see a day when abortion is unthinkable, that women are supported enough and loved enough to feel that they can choose life for their child, whether that's adoption or parenting. So there's no question there. But this law was both pro-life and pro-woman, as is everything that we do here. Everything we do is pro-life and pro-woman. And so in the meantime, right, we're passing legislation that helps women. And this abortion situation in Louisiana, what that person texted, that's exactly what we have, Tommy. We have three abortion clinics that have violation after violation, year after year. Do the people listening realize that at one point there was a radiologist performing abortions at these clinics? There was an ophthalmologist performing abortions at these clinics. That was the need for this particular legislation and other legislation efforts that will help regulate this industry. So I think people really need to be informed. There's a website called checkmyclinic.org that has all of the clinics in Louisiana, I guess all of the clinics over the nation, all of the violations that these clinics have had. This is a real problem that needs to be addressed.
Somebody texted in here, abortion is first-degree murder, pure and simple. Hide behind that microphone all you want. You don't have spine to admit this. Ask listeners which part of the woman's body is an unborn baby. God bless Angie. First of all, I'm not hiding behind anything, and I'm not taking this bait, but there's not a doubt in my mind for those who wonder where I stand that an abortion is killing a human being. We have decided, for whatever reason in this country, be it capital punishment or this, and I understand the difference between a fetus and somebody that's committed a crime, I get that, but that there are instances under which we can take a human life. Those are my beliefs. That being said, it is a legal procedure in this country. So as it relates to Angie Thomas, Assistant Director of Louisiana Right to Life, you say you want safe abortion clinics, but if you had your way, you would really like there to be no abortion clinics at all, correct?
Well, of course, in my previous work, you know, I worked for 20 years in a medical clinic and counseling clinic dedicated to women and unplanned pregnancies. So I have seen firsthand the difficulties that women are in when they have an unplanned pregnancy, you know. And so what we want to see is we want to see that women are supported. You know, the men need to support them, the fathers of these children, legislative efforts that can help women in the meantime, promotion of adoption as a beautiful option for the women, the birth mothers, the adoptive parents, and the baby, and just overall education that this has been going on for a long time, and I think we're finally coming to a place where people are realizing that abortion is not good for women. We know it's not good for the baby. That's clear. But in our work with post-abortive women, we see that it is harmful to women. It is difficult to do that. And it is harmful to just our culture to have such a violent answer to a problem.
So what do you do from here? Do you work with the legislature to make a new law that you hope will get past the Supreme Court? Would you like to see this put on a ballot? It's extremely difficult to amend the U.S. Constitution. We have done it. Would you like to see this put forward as a constitutional amendment? Ideally,
would we like to see it put forth as a constitutional amendment, but we all have that opportunity this fall. So here we are. It's June. The Supreme Court told us we can't have the law that almost all of Louisiana agreed on. Overwhelming support. But guess what, Louisiana? We have an opportunity this fall on the presidential ballot to vote on a constitutional amendment that will protect our state. It is not a radical amendment. It simply states that there is no right to abortion or right to the funding of abortion found in our Constitution. So what does that do? It leaves it to the legislative process. We have the opportunity to vote on people that we want to lead us, and they can vote on the laws that this state needs, right?
But I'm talking about U.S. Constitution.
the Louisiana Constitution.
Now I'm talking about the U.S. Constitution. Would you like to see that? Here's the question. Would you like to see that put forward as an amendment to the Constitution, let the ratification process take place, and if it failed, failed depending on the way it was worded. Bottom line, would you be satisfied, would you be willing to accept the results of this being put forth as an amendment to the U.S. Constitution and being content to live with the results no matter which way it went?
Very interesting. I'm not sure of the timing of that. I think really the first step would be to continue to work to erode the completely illogical premise of Roe versus Wade, and really just everything that's come after that. I mean, legal scholars on both sides of this issue agree that Roe v. Wade was not sound law. And I love Justice Thomas's dissent, where he really goes back to the heart of it, which is this is illogical, illegitimate law. We have to go back and rework it. So really the first step would likely be to do that and allow the states to use a legislative process in this. This is an issue that states need to handle at this point. This is not the judicial activism for five judges to come in and just continue to erode every single time we try to pass legislation that is life affirming.
But, and I'm not trying to argue with you, and I would ask Stephanie the same question. The activist judge, that depends on whether you win or lose, right? Because if you win your case, then the judges are brilliant jurists and they're not activists. But if you lose, then suddenly it seems like philosophically they become activists and they're not brilliant jurists.
Right. Interestingly, a lot of people are commenting about that particular thing with Chief Justice Roberts. What we've done after analyzing this case yesterday is we realized this is not, while it is a disappointment that this law can't stand, this case actually wasn't a huge loss for us on the pro-life side. Chief Justice Roberts we're back to where we were with the Casey decision back in 1992. See, Hellerstedt, the whole Women's Health versus Hellerstedt case that was decided in 2016 on a similar law, really was an extreme decision. And it put forth almost a new test, a new threshold for regulations to pass. What happened yesterday actually got rid of that, essentially, and we're back to a more reasonable threshold. So, again, I'm trying to not make it too technical on the legal side, but after Hellerstedt, in Louisiana, the abortion advocacy groups challenged almost every basic pro-life law. They were emboldened by that decision back in 2016. After yesterday's decision, we're pretty sure that our laws are safe. So in a way, it was not a complete loss. And we think the other side might be lamenting this decision in a way.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and talk to the other side. Thank you, Angie. I appreciate your time. Angie Thomas, Assistant Director of Louisiana Right to Life, talking about the Supreme Court striking down a Louisiana abortion law, Chief Justice Roberts deciding with the majority, which was a disappointment to Angie and some of the others that thought that the law should be withheld. We'll talk to Stephanie Bangle when we come back, Executive Director of the New Orleans Abortion Fund. Right now, we pause for traffic here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.